Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Legends are made on this program. I guess you probably knew that if you've been listening for any amount of time. Legends like Jay Kirshner, she's a legend in her own time. Doug Steffen, a legend in my own mind. And then there's a young James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, who welcomes you in. You're all welcome to be here as long as you can, as long as you want to be, as long as it works. You know how that is. As long as it works. Okay, so what do we have going on today that is interesting and important? I'm one who likes to start off an hour feeling like there's a lot of optimism, even though Mercury's in retrograde, mm-hmm. and it's pretty miserable. This is not a great one. Sometimes they're better than others. This one's not great.
And so, it hits the technology and communication.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And things like you were talking off the air about making appointments to see doctors, and you can't, the system won't allow you to change what you need to change. Can't find a human being to talk to?
Oh, no, not that. The problem is now I have to talk to a human being.
Yeah, good luck finding somebody to talk to. Here's something Benjamin Franklin said that we all ought to think about. An investment in knowledge is the investment that pays the best interest. Aha! So knowledge prevails. I've always thought that was the case. I love reading and soaking things in, watching, observing, that sort of thing. And there's so many different things that we can observe and watch and think about. Here's something. We keep talking about the environment and plastic and things like that. So there's a school that's taking an innovative approach to tackling the problem of plastic waste, while always trying to firsthand promote education, because that's what schools are all about, right? This is an area that is in a densely populated community. They've launched an initiative, Jay, that allows students to pay their tuition fees using plastic bottles.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Helping the environment, promoting awareness about the importance of sustainable living. And that word, by the way, gets misused a lot. I'm involved in the development here in my community, and we're going to make it sustainable. I suppose self-sustaining, because we're doing solar, we're growing our own food, that sort of thing. It's a development built around a farm called an agrohood. And I think that's sort of where a lot of stuff will go in the near future. But you just take one segment of it. Like, we're going to take the food scraps and put them on my compost pile. What are we doing about plastic? You know, that's something we've been talking about. Not using plastic in any of the buildings, not using it in any way, shape, or form. There are other things that are a little more expensive. But, you know, there are all kinds of things that you can do. We're redoing the driveway at the farm. And one of the things that I came across, this is going to really, you'll find this to be fascinating. There is a new form of asphalt that's made from recycled diapers. It's called, their first place they've used it is called the Diaper Highway. They're taking the plastic in the diapers and they're repurposing it they've used 100,000 diapers to do a mile. They've removed the excrement.
Mm-hmm.
And they've shredded it up. They've condensed it into a mix with the asphalt, but it makes the asphalt stronger. It's fibrous, and therefore it holds the road better. And the road doesn't smell like poop, as some people would probably think. It just is a... It's a soft row. When you walk on it, you can feel it sort of moving a little under, giving under your... Yeah, it's really cool, I thought. Because when you look at the environmental impact of diapers, and this is for moms and dads and for anybody who's conscious, there are 3 billion, with a B, disposable diapers that are thrown away every year in our country.
That's about right.
3 billion. So that's about 2, maybe 3% of household waste. And it's going to go into the millions, into the billions around the planet, if you look at it. I remember talking to my son about this, the plastic versus cloth discussion. Did you have that when you were, when Matt was coming
on? I had a lot of people try to push cloth on me, and I told them I will do cloth if they do the laundry of it. And then everybody had a lot to say then.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, it makes sense. It definitely does make sense. That was not for us.
Well, it's to each his own, I think, as much as anything else. There are new kinds of diapers made out of seaweed that also are pretty friendly, environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty pricey, however, and so most parents probably won't use them because they're expensive. If you have the money, a lot of people are, as you nose around and look at what's out there, there's a lot of stuff that is greener, but it's also a whole heck of a lot more expensive. Well, so where do you find the happy medium, I guess, is the question here, right?
Diapers today are also made a lot differently than they were back in the day. I remember changing cousin's diapers decades ago, and there really was a lot of plastic on the inside, plastic on the outside, where now it's almost a cloth-like material woven together and a lot less plastic.
Really? Well, that sounds like it might work. There are a lot of different recycling attempts. There's a new movement because, billions and billions of containers that have, whether it be water or juice or, soda pop, whatever it is. And so, a lot of that stuff doesn't get recycled, but there are things that are changing a bit here and there. There's a new plastic deposit scheme, that is bringing people in certain areas, the whole idea in this deposit return system is to have you as a customer pay a deposit of 10 cents when you purchase a drink. After this, then the plastic or whatever, the plastic bottle can be fed into a vending machine that is, again, awkward and expensive. But yet it takes care of the plastic bottle right then and there, grinds it up so it doesn't have to go someplace else. It takes out a step. So anyway, there are all kinds of ideas around. I just thought that there would be. I thought that when I saw the business about the school having youngsters pay with plastic, I thought that was pretty interesting. And then
very
that brought
cool, yeah.
In nose around, you find other things that are going on as well. Okay, in Florida, those of you who are followers of fashion down there, it seems that Mr. DeSantis has dug himself a hole. The Disney company is suing Ron DeSantis over control of that district. James, what is that? I keep forgetting what the district
Reedy
is.
Creek.
What a Freedy. What Reedy. Is it? Reedy.
Reedy.
It's Reedy. That's it. Thank you. Reedy Creek. So the Disney company says in the lawsuit that DeSantis engaged in a targeted campaign of government retaliation after the company opposed the law of don't say gay. And DeSantis says he never said that, and the law doesn't say that. I don't really know that I'm clear on what the law does say. Jay, do you know what does that law really say? Yeah, people paraphrase things all the time, but
so the law itself is called Parental Rights in Education Bill, and opponents or opposers call it the Don't Say Gay Bill, and really what it is classroom instruction and a parent's right to decide what age is appropriate or not appropriate developmentally to discuss certain things with children, especially in the terms of the LGBTQIA community.
Yeah.
And it was more garnered towards elementary school students, but now it's getting up into high school
students. Right across into high school, yeah, right. Yep, yeah. So, anyway, somebody who's a spokesperson for DeSantis said yesterday, quote, "We are unaware of any legal right that a company has to operate its own government or maintain special privileges not held by other businesses in the state. This lawsuit is yet another unfortunate example of Disney's hope to undermine the will of the Florida voters and to operate outside the bounds of the law." Is that, how do they know, has there been a poll? Just because the Florida voters voted in DeSantis, there's no referendum on this anywhere, right? I don't see any referendum.
That's my knowledge.
A referendum. So anyway, Disney files suit after the local governing board appointed by the governor passed a resolution to void the agreement that allowed Disney to keep control over all the businesses in all that geographical area that they control in Florida. And then there's like been three different suits here. The first one was DeSantis or the government of Florida suing Disney and removing the Reedy Creek people. And then Disney came back again and figured they found some hole in the law somewhere that was old law. And so the Reedy Creek people got reinstated. And now this is the third cog in the wheel. And, yeah, it did start seemingly over the don't say gay thing. But there's a much deeper. Yeah. There's the soul of the Disney company, and
well, and
so,
the thing is they openly and legally were granted this once upon a time.
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go ahead, keep changing laws left and right as you please.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting to see what it is to the traffic. I'm not a big Disney fan, frankly, because of the way that they do things. But I'm also becoming not much of a DeSantis fan either, because this seems to be motivated, like so many other things today, including the Trump suit, you know, by, in New York. I tend to put his name
Brad
out of my head. Bragg, yeah.
Bragg.
Right, yeah. There's so many things that are politically motivated that it's just, you know, hard to know the forest for the trees. Good day, brought to you by Progressive. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Check it out, progressivecommercial.com.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey, Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's 23 after the hour now, Thursday, the Dutch Deaf and Good Day program. April the 27th is upon us. And Kelsey Ballerini, what an interesting name, Jay. Kelsey Ballerini. Dance, Ballerini, dance. Oh, wait a minute, there's a different vowel at the end of that. Dance, Ballerina, dance. So, she's been talking, as a lot of stars, a lot of public figures do. They get interviewed for all these 9 billion podcasts that are around. So you got to talk to somebody. I always get a kick out of looking at some of these X person interviews Y person on their podcast. And then 3 weeks later, Y person interviews X person on their podcast. So let's have some more podcasts. Anyway, there's a new documentary film out entitled Wynonna Judd, Between Hell and Hallelujah, that has premiered. We'll talk about that after this.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Tears of water down this ruby red, and I'm sipping on it.
Understand from Jay that Kelsey Ballerini is more popular with younger country fans, and Wynonna is more popular with older country fans, which might explain why I know and like Wynonna and don't know that much about Kelsey Ballerini, except I recognize her name. So anyway, I was looking into this new documentary, which has just premiered, the inside look into the heart-to-heart conversation that Ballerini had with Wynonna Judd. I said, I'll get into the whole business about podcasts and interviewing and that sort of thing So what is it that you make of this? They're buddies and
yeah, it just seems like a really sweet moment. And Winona talks about on this Winona Judd Between Hell and Hallelujah that a lot of people see celebrities and they see them, they hear them on the radio, their favorite artists, and then they see them behind these glass boxes, the TV or the screen.
Right.
And they make up their mind about them. They don't actually know the person.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, most times, if not all times, the person is completely different than these images we have made in our head and all of that.
Yep.
And Kelsey Ballerini was sharing with Winona how she absolutely loved, and it was an iconic moment when she got to sing with her on stage and all of that. And then she goes on to say, when Kelsey Ballerini, her divorce, the news of her divorce went public, Winona was the first person to call her to make sure she was okay.
Sweet. That's good friendship, right?
Yeah, and Winona was even like, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
She
was like, because a lot of, we see these in celebrity divorces, and especially when there's children, and a divorce is so hard anyway, and then you have it in the public eye, and it's being scrutinized, and there's this person, this source says this, and that source says that, and it's like, just let people be.
Mind your own business.
Yes.
MYOB.
These are real people who are really hurting in these moments.
Yeah. But you see, social media is responsible. That's they're, you know, and people are using social. It doesn't change, I suppose. Well, maybe it does change people a little bit. It makes them a little more, because they can hide behind an identity. They may not identify who they really are, so they can say things, sometimes really nasty things, that we just assume avoid. So, yeah, that's a nice friendship to talk about. Thank you. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
New to USAPodcasting.com. Into the paranormal. Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
What you believe might not be. Step into the zone.
Secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest. I am Jeremy Scott. I'm always fascinated to talk about some of the classics when it comes to UFO cases, and tonight is no exception.
Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal prosecutors will urge a judge today to keep behind bars a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents, arguing he may still have access to secret national defense information. In court papers, the Justice Department lawyers say that releasing the 21-year-old Jack Teixeira from jail while he awaits trial would be a grave threat to the United States' national security. Two officers who were in command of Jack Teixeira were suspended yesterday. The Pentagon chose not to identify the two suspended commanders. In Washington, the House voted to pass House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's legislation to raise the debt ceiling through 2024 and cut some government spending. The bill now heads to the Senate in time to keep the United States from defaulting on her debt. The White House opposes the bill as President Biden continues to negotiate from a lectern and not directly with the House Speaker. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Question and answer time here on the Doug Stafford Good Day program. The question is, you know who's associated with this program that won a Gracie Award again this year. All right, anybody got an answer? Raise your hands, please. Ah, wait a minute, there's a lady in the back whose name is Jay. Jay Kirshner, what's the answer to my question?
It me.
Me. Me, me, me. So one of the things about Jay, one of the things about me, one of the things about this program is that it is an important cog in many people's AM radio daily listening. And because I'm on this toot to, I'm not single-handedly going to save AM radio, but I can motivate you, I can tell you kind of what's going on, and I can also sneer at the people who are responsible for making this a problem in the first place.
We're looking at you, Ford.
Yep, Ford. F-O-R-D, Henry Ford the 13th, whoever it is that runs the Ford Motor Company at the moment, are responsible for this. So the second question asked here, is AM radio worth saving? So all this news and all this talk focused on the AM band. I did some research into a couple of polls that have been conducted by various organizations, not just the insiders in the broadcasting business. And it turns out that the average in the last week and a half, why these surveys have been, well, they've been taken, 81.2% of the people who have been polled on various social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and the insiders who have gone out and asked questions, the broadcasters, etc. There have been a lot of this platform. I haven't asked the question. I suppose maybe we could. But I figure we'll get the same answers. What's the use of AM radio? And some of the comments. Here, let's see here. Thousands of AM broadcasters are more worth saving than two dozen VHF TV stations with no viable consumer antennas. So this is something that has been going on behind the scenes. You probably don't even know this. The old VHF, what now is pretty much cable, are those stations that are higher on the band, like the old traditional stations were from 1 to 12. Mm-hmm. And then when you got into the 20s and 30s, those are the VHF stations. I don't want to get too far in the weeds here. Maybe I don't have to say anything else other than poll after poll after poll after poll have suggested that AM not only should be saved for national security reasons, for example, if nothing else, the fact that AM radio's signal is much clearer and can be heard over vast distances, and that's not the case with FM at all. And then people say, well, they can get it on their device. Do you know how arrogant that is?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's got a device. Everybody, hello, I got news for you. Everybody does not have a device.
But also, what happens when there is a significant power outage due to a storm or some other type of event, and your device is not fully charged, and it's not quite the device where you can just change out the batteries, the D batteries, the AA or whatever, like radio, like an actual old school radio where you can put up that antenna and scroll through the dial.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, today apparently is the first day of the NFL draft. Now, this being the big sports station, big sports program that it's not, I just find it interesting that as much attention is being focused. That's the reason I bring it up right now. I am not a fan of football. I think the game either should be banned or should be changed dramatically. Of course, I'm on the wrong side of that with most people, or many people anyway, who think that football is wonderful. It's like a god. But anyway, in Kansas City today, there are going to be the various rounds of this. I think it goes on from now until the weekend, doesn't it? The draft, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
New players.
That's a couple of days long.
Old players. There was some. Who were we talking about yesterday? It left one team and went to another team, and everybody on the team
was
happy about it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he had won it out for quite some time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, it'd be interesting to see how all of this, what kind of money is being paid to some of these people that are in the acquisition position, as it were. Regulators in England yesterday put a halt to Microsoft's bid to acquire video game maker Activision Blizzard for $69 billion. The Brits said the takeover would stifle competition, in the gaming market. Regulators say that Microsoft already accounts for 60% of the global cloud gaming market. Microsoft says it will appeal the decision. I hope that not only in England, but around the European Union, the same thing happens. I don't know what's going on in that department here in our country. Do we? No, this may have been the first. This is, like, for those of you who play these things, games like Call of Duty and World of Warcraft and those kind of things. Ugh. What does that teach people that are playing those games? At any rate, I mean, I can't probably, I mean, have disdain for it, but I can't stop it. But it's interesting that the Brits are looking at the Microsoft's big taxpayer in England, so they're probably not going to be happy about this. But can you imagine $69 billion for this?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's 69
billion.
Billion
dollars.
To be. I can't even fathom the actuality of that number.
Yep. All right, let's see if you can fathom this, Jay. Fathom this, Jay. The bill yesterday that passed to raise the debt limit and cut spending. Aha! Finally, something that makes a bit of sense. This is the Republican side. Well, the House is controlled by the Republicans. So they passed this bill to increase the debt ceiling, but they also mandate cutting federal government spending. Yay! Hooray! And, of course, Biden says it's ransom. No, it's practical. Ransom, what a bunch. Now, by the way, I'm going to go down a different street for a minute here. Last night, there was on NBC, which everybody's shaking their head about this still. Carol Burnett was a CBS star for like 30-some-odd years, and yet the tribute to her 90th birthday was on NBC instead of CBS. Doesn't feel good for CBS. But anyway, they didn't pay much attention to that. There were a lot of people that were from that era, and there were some great skits from some of the old Carol Burnett shows that were just hysterical. Anytime you see those, no matter what your age, you have to get there. Some of the stuff where they would break up. Tim Conway Jr. was the funniest guy. He was so funny. And he would break up Vicki Lawrence, and he'd break up Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman while they were doing stuff. The show wasn't live, but they'd do these skits, and they'd all be laughing hysterically at each other, and they'd leave it on the air. They'd leave it in the in the cut that made it to TV, which made it even more funny. Anyway, there were some other wasted moments there, but it was an interesting, entertaining. I'm sure probably a lot of young people didn't think it was so cool. Why did I bring that up right now? Oh, because Biden and his wife were recorded, and they had a tribute to Carol Burnett. And I haven't really paid attention to Joe Biden lately. And this is something that's dangerous for me to say stuff like this, because it sounds like ageism when I'm working my way, as we all are, but I'm a little closer to it than many in terms of his age. And he just doesn't give you comment. Joe Biden's not a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad guy at all. I think he's a horrible president. And the fact of him getting another 4 years is anathema to me and other people who want to see some progression into different things, like not spending so damn much money on the federal government. Why is it these people, especially Democrats, are so interested in voting no? And I'm not trying to set this up as a Republican Democrat, because Republicans do a lot of stuff that make themselves, generally speaking, look kind of foolish or look kind of bad. But here, they look good. Because we do have so much waste, fraud, corruption, abuse in the government. Why is it these people swallow so hard when it comes to cutting government spending? There is no good reason for it. Anyway, there were some Republican deflect. Where's George Santos on? He's not a Republican anyway. He's a Democrat, right? He's running for president, by the way. Did you hear that?
Good grief.
Anyway, they want to increase the debt by $1.5 trillion. So that puts the debt limit up at almost $33 trillion when it was zero. When Bill Clinton, say what you will about Bill Clinton, when he got out of office in 2001, the national debt was zero. Nothing. Zero. Goose egg. It goes to goose egg. And then George Bush borrowed $3 trillion to go beat up the Iraqis, and it's not been nonstop since then. So they want to crank it up, and certainly COVID, and the Chinese knew this. This is a Chinese creation. Because of COVID, we've borrowed,
It seems like it started to become an obsolete number, because there was no end. It was basically infinite.
No end. Right, exactly. It's like infinity. And so no matter what the problem, it needs to be resolved, and it doesn't get resolved by just talking about it. They've got to do something about it. You know, the whole business of government spending, or what the bill calls for, is to cut the government spending growth to 1% a year. It blocks the student debt cancellation. It blocks funding for the IRS. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as this goes over to the Senate. And McCarthy said, well, we're going to sit down and work together, and that's what this bill does. Okay, so now the onus, the Republicans have been smart because they know the vast majority of people in the country, no matter what their party affiliation, are tired of the taxes going up, tired of spending money on certain things that are pet projects for the president or for whomever. And so what are we going to do about it? At least from my perspective, I'm happy that the bill, I wish they didn't raise the debt limit, and I do wish they would cut spending, because if they cut spending responsibly, they wouldn't need to increase the debt limit. They'd have the extra money that's necessary to do things like the entitlements and all the things. I think, what was it? Is it 64% of every dollar that you pay in taxes is for entitlements and things that we have no control over? I think it's that number.
Frankly,
it's very. Then the national debt, how much the interest is on the debt, all that stuff. So it's crazy time, and because Mercury's in retrograde, it'll be very interesting to see where it goes from here. Frankly, speaking of what's going on and where it goes from here, how are you doing with your balance 7? You're suffering from heartburn still because you haven't taken my advice and called 800-793-9039 to get all the benefits of Balance 7, which will include improving the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase your energy, makes you much more energetic. It's a great thing to use, so treat yourself. Get yourself into better shape. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's. Right now, get an additional $300 off when you spend $1,996 or more on select major kitchen appliances. And keep your lawn looking fresh with savings on the Ego 15-inch string trimmer. It was $219, now it's $199. Shop Spring Fest today, because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 426. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get
started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Off we go. Don't forget the food, farm, and family portion of the program is highlighted every day on foodfarmandfamily.com. Plus, we have our weekly American Family Farmer program, which is out there every weekend pretty much. Sometimes you can hear it during the week. You can catch it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com as well, along with our podcast. The most recent one focuses on modernizing farms and the influence of bird flu. We met a fellow that runs a successful farm out in Iowa this week. You can hear that. This is a good family farm circumstance and a lot of input and information on what they've done to make themselves successful, and that's what the American Family Farmer Show is all about. Plus, it's interesting to get the perspective of people who are from ag, and even though this portion of the program is not just for the people with regard to ag, it's about what's going on in the food department. For example, there is a voluntary recall being done on various human and animal drug products. This, you want to explain this a little bit, Jay, because I find it moderately confusing. You probably do a better job than I will.
Yeah, so this company, the Acorn Company, has filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy, effective immediately, shut down operations, fired everybody, and so they are...
Chapter 7 is when you go out of business.
Yes, are offering a voluntary recall of all of their products.
Mm-hmm. So, if you have anything from Acorn, the Acorn Operating Company from Gurnee, Illinois, the products are, you've procured them perhaps in a medical facility, perhaps in a store. They distribute direct as well. So the stuff's all over the place. And you got to look at it. It is, it's not all medicinal, though, is it? It's all for, you know, there are drugs for animals and drugs for humans that are involved in this thing, but it's pretty risky. Anything that you see, you have to take care. We can give you the information. We can't get you to do what's necessary. But the affected products are listed, the human drugs anyway, in the Acorn website, right? AcornOperatingCompany.com, I believe, is the website. So check that out and make sure You don't know if they've gone bankrupt. How are you going to get your money back, though, right? How are you going to get your money back?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Well, they have, you can go to FDA.gov, and they have various areas there for human drug products or animal drug products. But these things are everywhere.
Yeah. All right, here's something for those of you who are driving Uber. Uber Eats, is there something like that on, what's the other one called?
There's Uber Eats, there's DoorDash.
No, but what's the other company, Link, what's the other,
Oh, for actual rideshare,
yeah.
Like transferring humans.
Lyft.
Lyft.
Lyft, okay. Anyway.
Yeah, but for food delivery,
I think this is scary. This got started because this Uber Eats driver was kidnapped and killed. The DoorDash driver was sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a focus on delivery food drivers. And they say that they're, I don't know, they're going to stop doing it because of all of this crazy stuff.
There's
what the hell's the matter with people?
For safety. I mean,
yeah.
We see where we had the one food delivery people, or I think it was Instacart, who pulled into the wrong driveway and were shot at. You have this one who is just the DoorDash driver who was making the very last delivery of the night, already reached out to his wife to say, hey, this is my last delivery and then I'll be home. And then he never showed up. So she contacted authorities and he's found killed in such a brutally demonic way.
Right.
A lot of people are scared for their lives, and not only the rideshare and the delivery people, but a lot of consumers who may not be using these services anymore, because we're also hearing how people hired an Uber or a Lyft, and then they're kidnapped or something.
Yeah.
There was one woman who I want to say was in Tennessee, who managed to bail out of the car at a high speed on a highway and survived. There was a dentist who paid for her to have, or wanted to fix her teeth completely pro bono. There were other doctors that came up front and were like, hey, we will help you with this and that. We won't charge you anything. It seems like it's happening at an alarming rate.
Yep, there's a lot of it. McDonald's says they're getting pushback at the prices for a Big Mac. They saw this coming, right? The old reason that they became popular is because they were cheap. Now, apparently, they're not so cheap anymore, and a lot of cost-conscious customers are resisting the higher menu prices, especially if you stop on the highway where there's nobody else to get anything from except McDonald's, and you pay $6 or $7. I heard somebody when I was in a restaurant the other day, there was a stop on the highway, complaining about a $6 hamburger they used to pay $2 for. So there's something to think about. 59 after on Good.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Over.